Hey everyone, this is Austin Scher here with We Write About Music, and today I am so happy to have back on Lyle Oliver. He has just released a brand new song called Mama, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Lyle, how have you been? What's going on?
You know what? I'm doing really well. I've been doing lots of writing. I'm just been doing a little performing, but mostly writing, and I've got a huge library of songs ready to come out. So
I'm not
really
surprised.
excited.
Not surprised in the slightest. If there's anything that you are, it's a songwriter and a creative that clearly never stops.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't stop. You know,
Oh.
It just comes, you know, and that's, I feel very fortunate about that because I really think I have been blessed to have I guess, a songwriting gift, to tell you the truth. So.
It is a gift. I mean, I think in some capacity you can get words on a page and get your thoughts out there, but it's also how you craft them and how you deliver them. And I think, you know, even in this specific situation, this is a highly personal song. It definitely is a pivot from your past music.
This is a really important song for me, to tell you the truth. I may get emotional for this. I apologize if I
I don't
do.
blame you. You have every right to. I think anyone could realize that, you know, the song is called Mama and you can make your own connections, but the first thing I'd love to hear about is what is it about? Let's get into it.
About my mama, you
Yeah.
know, and she raised me as a single parent, you know, till I was 6 and a half years old, and she's kind of really. Next to my wife, she's the next most important, person. You know, she's been a wonderful mother, and she's been a great, inspiration to me. She's only about 5 foot 2, because the lyrics in the song say that
Yeah.
she's 5 foot 2, but she's made it of the right stuff. You know, she is a positive person. She's somebody that, always sees the good in people, and would do everything for anybody. And, rather than for herself, and for me, I dread the day when something, if it's going to happen to her, because she's getting older.
Of
But
course.
now what this song has done for me is immortalize her, for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, that's the and that was really important for me, and because I got a lot of satisfaction out of that I always have this song now,
Sure. I love that though, because I think a lot of people wait until whoever it is passes to write a song. You know what I mean? And then that specific person never actually gets the opportunity to hear that song. And you always have that what if feeling. In this situation, I think you've done it right. Like if someone, whether it be your mom or significant other, whoever it is, if you have that feeling about them, write that song. And so I think the obvious next question is here is like, so what does your mom think of it? Like, what's the conversation you had, maybe even before writing the song, to like, hey, here's the finished product. This is for you.
Well, I didn't actually tell her about it, and
Oh.
it was actually I actually ended up finishing it for Mother's Day in Canada,
Nice.
and I gave her a song on Mother's Day, and she was obviously very emotional, and she
Yeah.
really enjoyed it. So that was really happy. It made her really happy,
Sure.
which made me really happy and proud
Oh,
too.
yeah. I mean, I know how much work that you put into your music overall. And so it's not just the act of I made you the song. It's like I put all this work into it and crafted the lyrics and did the whole thing. And I mean, obviously it came out wonderful. I do, you know, obviously I've listened to all of your music and I want to compare it to past songs. A lot of your other songs are very lively and like, you know, energetic and upbeat. So I want to know why the tone shift on the song.
Just, I think it's an ode to my mother,
Sure.
and I think it suits the subject matter personally myself. And like you said before, a lot of my songs are upbeat. I need some slow songs too. Like
I agree.
you have to have a variety of stuff, right? Like my next
Yeah.
release coming up after this, I've already got it up coming out,
Sure.
is totally different.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that one. It's like totally
Of
different.
course, of
But
course.
this one per se. Was something else I wanted my mother to actually like the song,
Sure.
which she may say to me, "Oh, I like your other songs," but she's older now, right? And
Yeah.
she maybe just likes them because I'm her son. Do you know what I mean? But I think she actually likes the song,
I know what you're saying. I know that if I made a song for my mom, I would definitely want to make it in the style that she would enjoy rather
Right.
than just the words. I fully understand that. Yeah, I was gonna say, because it's been a little bit since we last talked, and most of the time we're talking, it's like, oh, you've got this jovial music, but I do like the sort of change in tone and the shift, and it broadens your discography and shows off to people. Like, I'm not a one note musician, so I guess that does make sense here.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I say, I'll tell you honestly, Austin, for me, I write for myself
Of
first and
course.
foremost. And I like artists like David Bowie or Bowie, however you want to say it, who is constantly changing. And that's what I'll strive to be. I don't want to be somebody, I think I've talked to you about this before. I don't want to be someone who thinks, oh yeah, that's another Lyle Oliver song.
I understand that.
I actually like to try and have be enigmatic, if you will. Like, I want to keep people guessing, you
Of
know,
course.
and I write whatever comes to me, you know,
I
and
think, yeah, in the past, you've also worked with a lot of collaborators that it's not, I mean, yes, it's technically your song, but you have input from other people. I'm assuming this was, a solo work.
yeah.
Yeah, okay. And your music continues to evolve. Do you ever feel like you need to conform to what's popular nowadays? It kind of feels like you've shifted your own thing.
I have no interest in that, to be perfectly honest with you. Like, I am who I am, and I want to be who I am, and I wanted people to like my music because of what it is and who I am. I want to stand out. That's what I want to do. Like, I really want to be. I do not want to sound like every top 10 country star right now. I
Because
want.
no, they're all the same. I couldn't tell you one from the other. Let
Right.
me tell you.
And I do think that my music has a kind of a, it's got its own sort of style, you know, to be
It
honest with
does. It absolutely does. And I think, and I'm always going to urge people to not just listen to one song, but to really like explore any artist's discography. It shows, how much creativity you have under your belt. And like, yeah, that's kind of the main point of it is like, you're doing your thing, you're not letting anyone shift your thoughts or concerns, and you're making music that inspires you.
Right.
I also think people don't realize how much work goes into making music. And if you're doing something for someone else, then the love comes out of it and it doesn't come through in the music.
Yeah, but it's a labor of love, right? That's what it basically
Absolutely.
is. Like, you know, I love writing songs. I love, you know, so it's really not work per se for me. It's something that I feed off it, to tell you the truth, you know?
I a little more on the songwriting end for this song specifically. I feel like it might be tough to write a song about someone so close to you. How do you approach that type of thing? I think you've done a great job of sort of explaining your relationship on the song, but like what gets input, what gets cut? Like how do you form it so it's not like a lifelong story in a way?
You know, I got to tell you something. Honestly, it's like I just seem to, like, mama, I just think of things through my life, what happened with my mom. And basically, that's how the song came out. You know, it was very natural. It was very natural for me. It wasn't forced. It wasn't, you know, something that I was trying to really massage too much. You know, something basically, it's a song from the heart, to tell you the truth. That's what it is.
I mean,
You can.
yeah.
Sorry,
No, please go for it.
I think you can even tell in my vocal and everything. You know, there's a lot of emotion in my vocal and that song, because the song did mean so much, you know, to me, you know, and always will.
Absolutely. No,
Always will.
the sincerity is right there. You can tell it's obviously personal just from even the way that you carry your voice. You know what I mean? It's not as much that you're singing to the person listening. It feels very directed towards, your mom. That's what it's all about. I love that.
Great.
Yeah, in terms of the actual creation of the song, I know that, again, you've worked with collaborators in the past. Did you have any outside help putting this one together, or was this a fully solo effort?
Well, it was something that I basically wrote and pre-produced a song, and I got Toby Tobias Wilson to finish it off for me at the end, which I've worked with before. You know, the guy from the UK, who's a very, very talented guy. And I did tell him, you know, that you know, certain, I mean, I wanted things done a certain way. So I was, you know, very, you know, insistent on things, but he did a great job as far as I'm concerned at the end. So, you know, and I think that the dynamics of the song were really quite good as well, to tell you the truth. The song builds, you know what I mean? And it's got a, and I think it really, it comes, becomes really strong at the end, you know, and I really, really wanted that to build all up, you know, for.
No, I fully agree. I think the production really stands out on this one. And I always say this, maybe not in our conversations, but like, this is the type of song and so much music that is begging to be listened on a nice pair of headphones. You want to be like in the world of the song, and there's so many subtleties that come out in the mix. Especially like there is a driving force that builds and builds until, you know, it may not be like this explosive guitar solo at the end, but at the same time, like there is kind of like a release of emotions that come at the end. So again, listen with a nice pair of headphones. You're only doing yourself a disservice if you're not. That's my plea to everyone out there. I don't want to take too much attention away from the song, obviously, but I do sort of want to take a peek under the curtain as to, you know, what you've been working on. It sounds like you're a never-ending treadmill of music. What can you talk about? What can you not talk about? Anything along those lines?
Well, I'm just playing. I'm doing a lot of like local little open mics and that sort of stuff up in here. Nice. You know, and that's being received really well. But like, what I'm really doing is, honestly, I just wrote a song last night. It's called Preacher's Daughter, and it's like it's a totally different song from what this is. And I just go down in a studio and I just start playing around, and something ends up developing, you know, and it's something that's not drying up. So I'm trying to get a band together. I was, you know, in the process of doing that, but it's kind of not going the way I want it right now. A couple of people moved away from the area. So that's all I'm doing in terms of just as writing and writing and writing. That's what it is.
Sure. Well, when you have gotten to perform, what is your set looking like?
Oh, my set's all my original stuff, right? That's all we do. We're not playing anything. And I've had lots of people come up and say, "That's your own stuff?" I go, "Yeah." And they go, "That's really, really good." So
no, that's awesome. No, go for it. Go for it.
It's being received really well. The thing is, I just have to get out and get out more.
Sure.
But I've only got so much time in my life to do that too.
Exactly.
You know, I'm a busy guy, you know, my family stuff. So but you know what? I do want to make a push for this, because I think I'm actually going to go to Nashville, actually, to tell you the truth, and play in Nashville. Yeah.
You absolutely should. I think your music would carry very well over there. That's kind of the place to do it.
Well, thank you.
Not that you're too far removed. I'm sure you have a thriving music scene, but at the same time, I completely understand.
No, I think, you know what? I think I want to go down there, because I think if I'm going to get a chance to make it, that's where they want. I want them to hear it down there.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm perfectly honest with you. Like, I believe in the songs. Listen, I got a set list right now with the guys I was playing with for 30 songs, you know, just to.
Wow.
But, you know, I got about 100 songs right now, you know, so.
Wild. Again, the least surprising thing I've heard is that you have that many songs on the back burner. No, it's really just getting the opportunity to create them. I hear you on the sense of like getting a band together. People that are actually proficient and want to learn your music is insanely difficult. And I think in your situation, where it's like a lot of people get out there for the first time and there's, you know, I'm going to play a show and it's okay, I've got two or three songs and then I'll fill it up with five or six covers. And that works at the beginning, but at this time, like, you've amassed such amazing music that deserves to be played live, but you don't want to be held back by people that can't, you know, match you in the instrumentation department.
100%.
Yeah, and that's got to be an extremely difficult thing, is to find people and create that time to teach them.
You just got to keep pushing, man. You got to.
No,
keep
I know.
Pushing.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of good guitar players now that have the interest. I actually had a drummer and I had a bass player, but the drummer and the bass player have now kind of moved away. So that's kind of, that's where we're kind of looking at things right now. So
yeah, next thing's a little complicated.
The other thing is too, is when you play the open mics and all that stuff, that's where you meet other musicians and all that stuff.
Total networking event. Yeah.
Right. You know, and that's where I actually had people come up to me, the drummer. You looking for a drummer? I go, yeah. So he,
yeah, that was, let's do this. That's awesome. Know?
So
I feel you're going to find yourself in a meant to be situation where it's the stars are going to align and you're going to find that band that you're looking for.
Thanks, my friend. Thank
you're
you.
Very welcome. I also think Nashville is certainly the place for you. Like, there's so much opportunity there, and you know, your music certainly has that country twang to it in a little bit that would resonate very nicely.
Not my next song.
Not your next song. Okay. Well, again, you always keep me guessing in some capacity. Let's see. So we are officially past the halfway point of this year, which is crazy. It has been flying by. You've outlined a little bit of what's going to happen, but what are some things that you actually, foresee happening in the back half of 2023?
Well, I do know that I'm doing a little traveling, okay. This year.
Nice. So
and that'll
like vacation
stop.
Type stuff, or?
Yeah, I'm going to go to France for about a month. So that's going to
nice.
Be.
Nice. Where in France?
We're going to go to Paris.
Cool.
Initially. Then we're going down to Aix-en-Provence, and then we're actually going down to Nice and that area too. So
very cool.
We're doing, and then we go back to Paris for a couple of days on the way back too. So
if I had to make one recommendation, when you're in Nice, if you have a day that you're not doing anything, take the train from Nice to Monaco for the day. Oh, it is so beautiful. It is. I went with my dad last year. It's like an hour, 45 minutes, and then you can see Monaco in a day, and you get to cross another country off your list.
That's true. There you go.
And you can see where they do the Grand Prix, and you can see the casino, and it's really cool. And then you hop back on the train, you'll be back in 45 minutes. Super cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I highly recommend. Let's see. I got a couple more for you, and I actually want to ask a question that's a little more open-ended here. I find that in these personal songs, there's only so many questions that I can ask that talk about the intricacies of how it was made and the production and the process. But I want to hear from you, is there anything that I'm missing, or is there anything super important about the song that you that I missed, or that you think is important for people to know?
You know what? I think it's just I hope it's a song that really relates to people and makes people think about how they should actually cherish their loved ones. You know what I mean? It's what ends up happening is, you know what, you take people for granted. Okay.
Yes.
That's what happens. You take people for granted. And you know what I started doing just for a couple of years now is I call my mother every day. I don't talk to her. I don't talk to her for a long time.
Yeah.
But I talk to her every day for 1 minute, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, And to me, I don't want that day to be where I haven't seen her for 3 months and then all of a sudden she's gone. So to me, what I want from that song was everybody should love their mama, and realize, and because they bring you into the world, And without them, you wouldn't be here.
That's true.
And you know what? So that's the thing that I want is people just to maybe sit back and go, you know what? Because sometimes you see kids get on with their life and they forget about their elderly parents and that sort of stuff. And to me, I think it's important to try and always realize that they did so much for you.
Exactly.
That's basically, and this is so, that's what it was all about for me, to tell you the truth.
I love that. No, really, that's about as heartfelt as it gets right there. I think there's so many people that, whether they have great relationships with their parents or not, at some point in life, they did do so much for you. And, you just have to make that call. And so many people don't until it's too late. And that's a sad thing.
That's right.
Lyle, always a great conversation. My last question for you here is how we always wrap these things up. But basically, for the person that's going to listen to your music for the first time, what is an opening message you'd like to say to them?
All I would say is I hope that you find my music relatable. And something that basically can make you put a smile on your face. And that's basically it for me. I really want people just to like my music and make their day a little bit better. That's basically it.
I think that's about as good as it gets right there. Lyle, please let me plug your music for you one more time here. If you guys missed it the first time around, the song is called Mama. As always, we will have the links in our articles so that you can listen and share and follow along and all that good stuff. And then I also urge you always to just check out the rest of his music because it's sincerely awesome. Like, I personally enjoyed and listened to it often, and there's so much variance going on that there really is something for everyone. And I can't wait to see what else is coming because there's always something else that's on the way, which is always a good thing. And again, Lyle, thank you so much for taking the time. It means a lot.
Thank you, Austin, for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We'll be in touch soon.
We will. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And yeah, I hope to speak soon.
Okay, brother. Take it easy,
man. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, boy. Bye-bye.